morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
भारत के हम लोगों में जो आक्रोश है वो आक्रोश पूरी दुनिया में है इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं मुझे ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं पत्र लिखे हैं संदेश भेजे हैं इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के साथ खड़ा है मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को भरोसा देता हूं उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा
The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी देश के दुश्मनों को जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया
Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, has emphasized the values of service, compassion and community building. He said this yesterday during the live streaming of the 121st episode of PM Modi's monthly radio program, Man Ki Baat, at Raj Bhavan, Kohima, reflecting on the impactful messages shared by the Prime Minister during his Man Ki Baat program. The governor encouraged everyone to internalize these values and contribute actively towards the nation's progress. The event was also included a special felicitation ceremony for the students of St. Xavier College, Jaluke, who represented Nagaland in the cultural parade during the Republic Day celebrations in New Delhi earlier this year. Governor Ganesan lauded the students for their outstanding contribution in showcasing the state's cultural richness on a national platform. He also acknowledged the efforts of the college administration for encouraging and supporting student participation in such a prestigious event. Calling for a holistic approach to education, Governor Ganesan encouraged all educational institutions to go beyond academics and focus on nurturing creativity, passion, and the overall well-being of students. The governor further urged the college and its students to continue serving as ambassadors of India's cultural heritage and the spirit of unity in diversity. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said that India is making big strides in cancer care with a focus on setting up large-scale treatment centres and promoting early diagnosis. Mr. Nadda was speaking at the inauguration of the expanded Cancer Institute and the launch of the state-of-the-art True Beam Unit at the Government Cancer Hospital in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar in Maharashtra yesterday. He quoted a report by the recognized medical journal, The Lancet, which said that with the government's efforts, 90% of cancer patients in India are now starting their treatment within 30 days of diagnosis, a record recognized globally. He said, 780 medical colleges are operating today across the country and the government is committed in ensuring there is no shortage of funds for medical education and healthcare services.
लोगों ने अपने डिटेक्शन का स्क्रीनिंग का देश का बेसलाइन बढ़ाया है और देश के बेसलाइन को बढ़ाने के लिए 175,000 आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर स्थापित किए इन 175,000 आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर में ओरल कैंसर महिलाओं का ब्रेस्ट कैंसर सर्विस कैंसर और पुरुषों और महिलाओं दोनों का ओरल कैंसर इसके डिटेक्शन को एट द एज ऑफ 30 हमने कंपलसरी कर दिया है ताकि अर्ली डायग्नोस हो सके
A total of 537 Pakistani nationals visiting India have so far returned home through the Attari-Wagha border, crossing in Punjab's Amritsar. It comes following the government's 48-hour deadline for Pakistani nationals present in India on SAARC visa to exit the country in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed lives of 26 people. Out of 537 Pakistani nationals, 237 returned today. Talking to Akashvani News, Protocol Officer at Attari, Arun Mehal, said the date of return for all visa holders, including those on medical visa, has been extended till 29th of this month.
237 Pakistani nagrik jo ke India se Pakistan ja chuke hain aur 116 bharatiye hain wo wapas aa chuke hain. 24 se leke ab tak ki nazar mein dekha jaye to 537 Pakistan se India aaye wapas ja chuke hain aur 850 bharatiye jo Pakistan alag alag visa pe gaye hue the wo wapas aa chuke hain. Total 1387 Pakistani aur Indian aapas mein inko mix kiya gaya to ye sare Pakistan aur India aa ja chuke hain.
The top 10 finalists of the Innovate to Educate Handheld Device Design Challenge under the upcoming World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, WAVES, were announced yesterday. The challenge is centered on driving innovation among the youth at the intersection of technology, education, and gaming. It aims to inspire breakthrough ideas and design for handheld devices that can revolutionize learning experiences. We have a report.
The top 10 finalists have been selected from over 1,800 registrations of innovative ideas after rigorous evaluation by an expert jury panel comprising industry leaders, technologists, educators, and designers. The shortlisted teams will present their ideas at a special showcase during the WAVES 2025 in Mumbai. Akashvani News, Kohima.
With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.